Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, you might have heard earlier in the programme, French President Emmanuel Macron said a trial could be arranged for the murder of Sophie Toscan-Duplantier if Ian Bailey travelled to France. A French court convicted Bailey in 2019 in his absence of Ms. Toscan-Duplantier's murder, who died nearly 25 years ago in West Cork. For more on this, I'm joined by Ralph Regal, who's Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, was there anything significant in your opinion in what President Macron said today?
Well, I think it was significant that both President Macron and the Taoiseach were going to such lengths not to cause any rift between the two countries, because, of course, it's a hugely sensitive issue. And I suppose we must always remember that there's a family grieving the loss of a lady who lost her life in incredibly violent circumstances 25 years ago. And it's an unsolved crime here in Ireland. And it's not significant in terms of the trial details, because it has always been the case that had Ian Bailey been extradited to France, he would have faced a new trial. Mm-hmm. That's been said several times over the years. But what's significant is that I think both President Macron and the Taoiseach were being very careful not to cause any major rifts or, use any of the difficulties that are there mm-hmm. to draw the two countries apart. So, I mean, for instance, there's been three extradition attempts for Ian Bailey. They've all been rejected by the Irish courts. And of course, you have that trial in absentia that you referred to back in May 2019.
Mm-hmm. So there seemed to be at some kind of an impasse then. So when President Macron said that a new trial could be arranged for Ian Bailey if he travelled to France, almost like it's an invitation. Do you reckon, based on previous statements by Ian Bailey and his lawyer, that would be dismissed out of hand?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Ian Bailey has described the proceedings in Paris in May of 2019 as a show trial, as a mockery of justice. He has always maintained that he would not receive a fair trial if he travelled to France. He didn't recognise the proceedings in May of 2019, and that hasn't changed. I think what is significant is the fact that the Taoiseach made reference to the fact that this was still a live investigation, and that the tradition in Ireland is that politicians do not get involved in judicial issues. And of course, there's an incredible focus on this case over recent months in the wake of the Netflix documentary, the documentary by Jim Sheridan on Sky, the publication of a number of books. And that has led to new information, potentially new information coming to light. And Gardaí are still in the process of trying to determine if that changes anything in terms of this investigation, which, of course, as you said, like, it's 25 years in December since Sophie was found battered to death.
Yeah, and I think those documentaries were referenced, weren't they, by the Taoiseach in his remarks at the press conference. Look, Ralph, we'll leave it there for the moment. Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Thank you very much indeed for that.